Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you.
And this is such a profound moment, such a profound day, the last Sunday in November, and a culminating week. You know, this is just a big one, guys, because today we're going to talk about, Sri and I were giggling before the show. We said, you know, actually what we're going to do today is debunk the mystery of enlightenment, because what is your empowered truth? How do you really even know if you're there or can you get there? And what happens to your life when you actually say, you know what, I am ready to live my truth, be my truth, know my truth without any fear or doubt. So this is an amazing show and a big one.
Absolutely. And enlightenment is truly one of those topics that can be both inspiring and befuddling. Inspiring because...
That's an old word, befuddling.
Well, yeah, to be betwixt and bemused. And,
there you go.
And it is inspiring to talk about enlightenment because each of us feels that sense of recognition inside that the journey of consciousness, the journey of fully awakening includes a state that is profoundly expansive and different than the limited state that if we look backwards, that we see where we were.
Well, you know, talk about the limited state. We only have so many phone lines. And I know right before we went on the air, we were just about full. But hey, guys, make a note. We are live 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. Hold on to that number if you call in and the lines are all full, because as soon as we say hi to someone else, say goodbye to them, that's your time to jump in. And, you know, we say this every week, but it certainly is true. Every week, every caller is really a surrogate for all of us that are listening.
Absolutely. And that's one of the unique and blessed things about this association, this congregation of joyful souls that come together every Sunday, is that we are a community and we are indeed doing the work. And that when I say doing the work, what I mean is we're committed to our path. Each and every one of us is committed to our path.
With joy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And in doing so, we affect the life of or the lives of millions of other beings.
Oh, that Sri, amen or aho or whatever word you want to offer to that. Now, also, I'm kind of excited. Today's our culminating day that we're using the cards of clarity for all of our mini soul readings. And we're really excited about that. It's been such a powerful month. I know a lot of you have actually claimed some cards of clarity sets for yourselves. And you have questions, just make sure you send that email. Send it to guest@sriandkiraradio.com. And we are more than happy to respond to you. So let's jump back to today's outrageously powerful energy topic, because here we are. It is Sunday, November 26th. And November has been, remember, the overarching energy of November has been what? It's been presence. And it has been the presence that comes. Remember, we're in October, November, December as a trinity. So it's that presence that comes and first becomes more spacious when we ignite that breath, and more specifically, the Ave Sah breath that we were teaching and assisting people with in October. And we have had so many requests that we are going to do a short little video that properly demonstrates the Ave Sah breath and attunement, and we'll get that on YouTube hopefully in a few weeks.
Absolutely. It's important to recognize that everybody who you deal with, everybody whom you interact with, is having their appropriate experience.
Yeah, that can be a hard one to appreciate.
It can be.
Take a breath on that, guys.
Because each and every being on this planet is indeed a spark of the light, a spark of that beautiful creation energy, and they are acting out or acting in
or both, I think.
The ways that they have determined are appropriate for them, regardless of the consequences. And so it leads us to one of those paradoxes of trusting the unfolding world around us while simultaneously not compromising on what you know to be true.
Yeah, you know, that is really important, because part of the mastery experience, and especially when we talk about empowered truth and enlightened presence, is the opportunity to have finally honed what I want to call the ultimate truth detector. And, you know, it really gives us an opportunity to talk about our first book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, because in Sacred Union, The Journey Home, Archangel Zadkiel first came in and said, okay, you know, I am, Shreya, actually, he was in response to you. You were telling him that this is Archangel Zadkiel, guys, that, okay, you know, how do I know this is real? How do I know this is good? How do I know that anything I'm hearing isn't just whatever, you know? And I think those were very important questions. You know, when we first start receiving divine information, when we first start having our own divine journey, the mind of density seeks to steal our enlightened presence because it has that fear and it has that doubt. And again, I'm bringing this up because what's so powerful is that Archangel Zadkiel said very, very clearly, if it is resonating in your heart, if it does not contain the energy of higher or lower or judging one or judging or another or causing harm, then you know it's of the highest. And this is the way we begin to, I'm going to use the word quote unquote, train our ultimate truth detector of the heart center.
Absolutely. And the heart center we're referring to is what we would call the high heart or the ascended heart, because this is the energy of peace, the energy of compassion, the energy of trust in soul-based living. Oftentimes, there is a confusion with the words used to describe things, because from the context of the egoic self, which is the personality that is serving you nicely in your life, from that context, there's different meanings than from the more universal perspective of your soul, of the journey that is the durable you, not the transitory you. And this indeed is one of the hallmarks of recognizing the enlightened state is the recognition of that deeper truth.
Well, and how do you do that in the age of Kali Yuga? Because remember, one of the greater overarching energies of Kali Yuga, and especially as this energy of Kali Yuga is becoming much more enhanced and much more tangible, but one of those energies is very clearly the truth will appear as a lie and the lie will appear as a truth. And this is a really powerful thing, to give yourself the recognition and the freedom to look beyond the veil. Because as you say, Shri, I love quoting this because you've said it so often, you know, you cannot play your way off this game board. So in order to be your enlightened presence, in order to live your absolute empowered truth, then you absolutely have to relax. And I want to use the word relax. Relax into accepting the divine energy of your truth. And that is where most people just say, you know what, I can't cross that cavern. It's just too big a thing. Because when you're making that leap, and it's a leap, I think for all of us, it's a leap. You don't know if you're going to fall. You don't know if it's a bottomless pit. You also, and for most, I'm not saying this is everybody's experience, but for most people, your first step on the journey is usually met with skepticism, concern, or possibly downright anger or misunderstanding or judgment, often by those that were closest to you if they themselves have not been on an enlightened journey.
Well, well said, because each and every one of us has a circle around us, and that circle, it has been a source of learning, a source of support, a source of inspiration, a source of desperation at times.
And well, the source of this extraordinary journey in form. So, of course, it's going to include everything.
So if you consider that all of those relationships in your lifetime are like colors in a palette, you know, a beautiful artist palette.
Yummy.
And all of those relationships have created colors, and those colors have painted the lenses that you wear. So when we look at it from a most basic point of view, is when we see something, whether we're looking at ourselves or we're looking outward, we tend to look through the lens of our experience.
Yes.
our beliefs, our hurts, and our joys. Okay, that's lovely, and that's what we call quote unquote normal in the world of density. As we awaken to the reality that we are more than this body, more than this these experiences which have colored our lenses, as we awaken and we step behind the projector a little bit in this screening room of our life,
we become the operator of the projector.
Then we notice what's on autopilot. Yeah. What are the knee jerk images and projections and feelings and mind states that come forward, and what are the ones that are more open and available? And of course, the more we gain perspective, the greater our choices.
Yeah.
And having choices is certainly an empowering thing, and can be a little daunting as well.
Well, you know, absolutely, Sri. And I think, guys, what's really important to pay attention to here is we have a lot to share with you, because the reality is this is a fascinating moment in a very specific, fascinating timeline, in a specifically fascinating experience of a parallel universe that we are all participating in right now. And guys, you're listening to this show. You are part of an incredible community, a community that supports each other, that assists each other, that is here for each other. And your tuning into this show supports your enlightened presence, not only for yourself, but for everyone else who tunes in. And you know, I just want to stress that over and over again, that every week when we have the absolute honor and blessing of connecting with you, this is a circle. It's a sacred circle. And when you sit in sacred circle, there is an energy of respect. There is an energy of remembrance. There is an energy of, I feel better about myself because I recognize that I am not alone and I am not crazy. And when you have those energies or those thoughts or those beliefs all popping up in front of you, those are often signs that you're in that moment of, do I leap across the cavern or not? You know, as Archangel Zadkiel always says it so well, the pain comes when we don't make the choice. And becoming fully enlightened in during this lifetime and living your empowered truth means that at some point, something will try to stop you. And sometimes that happens more than once. You know, Zadkiel also said, he was so beautiful, she said so beautifully, that, you know, it's not about saying yes once. It's about constantly re-upping, saying yes over and over again, because we are all on the blessed journey of an ever-refining spiral of awareness. You can't possibly fathom what's in the ninth dimension if you've not fully experienced the fifth. And that's just kind. It's because we are loved so much that every being on the planet is gifted with this progressive energy. And the gift is, whether you go through it quickly or slowly, one lifetime or a million lifetimes, doesn't matter. You're going to do it on the way that you're supposed to do it. And once you can accept that as true, you've laid the groundwork to move forward.
Or as Mahatma Gandhi once said, there are as many religions as there are people on the planet.
I love that quote.
Because each of us is on our sacred journey.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line, why not love yourself?
Yeah, you know, I love that. That's a great question. You know, guys, why don't you bring a hand to your heart?
Why not?
Let's take a breath. Take a breath. Yeah, that's kind of a breath. That'll take your breath a little bit. I love it, Sri. So with our hands on our heart and our nice deep Ave Sah breaths, why don't you ask us that question again?
Why not love yourself?
Why not love myself? Why not? You know, it's so basic yet so profound simultaneously, isn't it? Because when we truly love ourselves, and again, I think this is another Kali Yuga misconception. In the Kali Yuga, there is a lot of pressure to deny the self, to ignore the self, to not take care of the self, to quote unquote, it is golden to put others first. Well, if you put others first to the exclusion of your own care, then actually you're not putting them first. You're actually progressing or sharing with them the same lack that you yourself are bringing toward yourself. So then are you really putting them first?
I don't think so.
Exactly. And so this is why when we take care of ourselves. Now, what does taking care of ourselves mean? And again, guys, you might say, Kira, what does this have to do with my enlightened state? Well, it has everything to do with your enlightened state. Have you ever been on a journey and you were on that journey and during that time you started doubting? Now, what if you were out in the wilderness and you arrive out in the wilderness and you're like, oh my goodness, here I am and I've got my tent and I've got my supplies, but what am I, insane? What am I doing here? That's when the fear comes in. That's when the doubt comes in. Versus you're out on that journey and you arrive where you're supposed to be and that moment arises and the empowered, enlightened being has a spiritual practice, has a tool at their disposal and uses that tool to move through that moment. That's empowered presence, and that's an enlightened response.
Absolutely. It reminds me of a story.
Uh-oh, here we come, guys. We got a story. I'm going to grab a cup of tea. Let's hear it. No, I want to sit here and snuggle with my tea and listen to your story.
This is a true story, and it comes from an experience that I was gifted. And here's the shortest possible way to say it. I was studying with a Native American shaman, and at this point in my journey, I was learning how to trust the signs and signals from my guides and those signals that are beyond the rational mind. And we had decided that it would be useful for me to go do a vision quest at the beach, at an empty beach, and draw the circle, the medicine circle, and spend the night there with nothing more than water. And I was delighted with this assignment. So as I went to the beach, and this is up in northern Washington state, I followed my guidance and found a place on the sand that was very clearly my spot. And there's very many ways to do this. How do you decide where's your spot? But in the simplest version, I walked into this space and walked out of this space, and I felt the difference. This was my spot. So I took a stick, drew a circle in the sand. I set up my tiny little tent, and I had my evening. And I, as the sun was going down, there were some walkers on the beach that walked by and said, "You're not going to spend the night there, are you?" And I said, "Well, yes, I am." And they said, "But this is all covered in water at high tide. This entire beach is covered in water at high tide." And they just kind of shrugged their shoulders and kept walking. Now, in that moment, I doubted. In that moment, I felt fear. Uh-oh, what have I done? Have I set my tent in the wrong place on the beach of eternity? And I paused, I got past my fear, and I went back to my guidance. And my guidance said, "You have chosen correctly. Stay where you are." So I did. So here's the bottom line. I woke the next morning to a beautiful sun coming up behind me on over the mountain, and I looked out. Now, I must confess, I heard water all around me during the night, but when I looked out of my tent, there was wet sand all around except for the place where my tent was. And you could say logically, was I on a slight incline? Was I protected? Well, I would just say both. That what I learned in that experience was never doubt your guidance. Always stay committed. And even if things don't work out the way you thought they would, they work out in a way that is useful for your journey.
Well, I love that, Sri. And as you were sharing that story, I was thinking of how many of us have pitched a tent and bailed because someone else told us to do so.
A passerby, exactly.
Who's always well-intended. They're always well-intended. However, they are not at the same experience of consciousness that you are when you're receiving that divine wisdom. And this is such a powerful point. And so, you know, let's just start speaking to some of these amazing beings that are on the phone and start listening for it and experiencing their divine wisdom.
Absolutely. I tell you what, we're going to line one and we'll say hello to Lynn from California.
Namaste, Lynn. Welcome.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Hi. We can hear you just beautifully.
Oh, good. It's so good to hear you. And this topic is just perfect for me today. I was going to mention that I am living my normal, and I'm trying to trust the unfoldment, just as Sri was mentioning. But am I living my most enlightened presence, and what aren't I seeing? So is one a mini soul reading?
Mm-hmm. Well, we are honored to offer that to you, and I'm just smiling so much because, as we mentioned earlier today, you know, all of the beautiful beings, all of you who get through on the phone lines every week, wow. And what an enlightened being you are. And I just love that we're opening up the call banks with you this week. Now, I want to share with you that first and foremost, before we even started talking to you, Archangel Metatron showed up in a huge, huge way. And right next to him, he had his hand out and he was locked in what looked to me probably to be you around 3 or 4 years old, just drop dead adorable, by the way, and in this precious little outfit. And everything says that in order for you to progress more, it is time to remember everything with the eyes of a child, to open up your eyes around you, eat an ice cream cone like you've never had one before, touch a leaf and notice it like you've never seen it before. And they're saying to pay attention to those gifts. And that as you start, literally, they're saying refamiliarizing yourself with the gifts of this world in its full manifest form, as you would come forward with the wise woman energy, it will expand you through buoyancy, through heart-centered integrity, and through this powerful Metatron connection. And so that's what is for you to hear today, and I'm just so grateful and honored to offer it.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, and I will follow that guidance. I thank you guys.
Oh, have fun. Namaste.
Many blessings. One of the things that Lynn shared reminds me of something, and that is that we have at our resources the ability to know our future as well as our past. That is to say that our energy travels on a timeline. And I believe that as we are gathering ourselves ever more enlightened, ever more awake, we begin to remember the truth of our capacity, the truth of who we are, even though we have not yet demonstrated that truth fully in this moment. So it's like I know I am and can do certain things, but I'm not quite manifesting it yet.
Well, you know, let's talk about this, guys. We want to offer some really clear, I don't want to use the word instructions, but just some sharing around how you can start noticing and, quite frankly, celebrating yourself on your enlightened journey more, and especially in calling in this empowered truth. Remember, November was the month about presence. Now, next week, we'll be giving all the December revelations, but how many of you are aware of the fact that we are already in a pre-retrograde, my angels? So of course, this is a powerful week to reclaim yourself. Also, and we're going to talk a lot more about this next week, this retrograde that's going to encompass most of December and actually releases New Year's Eve, gotta love that, is one that's going to touch back to the retrograde we had this past summer. So things that were started then are going to be culminating now, and it's a time to bring presence, presence, presence. So I want you, if you got a pen and paper there, make it handy, put a big triangle on that piece of paper in front of you. And after you draw that big paperwork, I mean that big pyramid, go ahead and cut it into four levels so that there's a bottom level and two middle levels and a top level. So you're looking at like four layers of the pyramid. So here's what I want you guys to pay attention to. This, and Sri and I are going to go through it and offer you ways that you can pay attention and really start celebrating yourself. This is the pyramid of spiritual awakening. Now, inside those four pieces of pyramid there, right? So you have that stack of four. Each one of those levels can actually be divided into three sections. So you might want to put two kind of dotted lines in there. So for example, you have that bottom layer of the pyramid. You've got entering that layer, what we call swimming in that layer, and then we have ascending layer. So each one of these has all three categories. So 4 times 3 is what? 12, right? So there's a magic in the 13 because the 13 is where you evolve through it totally. So go ahead, Sri.
So the thing to remember is that these visual tools offer you the capacity to step back from the picture and have a sense of what is going on in terms of your own journey and other folks the journey they're under. You know, the base zone of the pyramid that Kira just described is what we call density consciousness.
So that's the name of that layer, guys. And for those of you that are familiar with this, this is the pyramid of spiritual awakening, or the pyramid of enlightenment, spiritual enlightenment. And it all begins with density consciousness. And if you're looking at your triangle, that's a pretty big layer, right? That's got that whole bottom width of it.
That's a fat layer indeed. And density consciousness is indeed the what you would refer to as mass consciousness. It is what we are born into.
And it's the home of the planetary thought body.
Absolutely. And so the key about this is that as we begin to awaken, and whether our awaken is due to intellectual thirst, emotional mm-hmm. need, or a spiritual drive inside, doesn't much matter, because we lift through each zone in mm-hmm. the pyramid.
Exactly.
And we lift into a more refined state of density consciousness. And then at some point, we move into the next layer.
Mm-hmm.
So the key here is not to judge your progress as much as to recognize that we are all on a journey of upliftment.
Well, exactly. And on that first layer, for example, how do we enter into that layer? Well, you're born into it. Every being on this planet is born into it. It is inescapable. It is not something you can skip. And then that swimming layer is the gift of the experiences of your life in density until you start waking up. And then the ascending layer is when you start recognizing there's more than just me. There's more than just mine. Because very much from a chakra standpoint, that first layer is very much about the first three chakras. It's very much about, and so is the second layer. It's very much about safety. It's very much about creation sex. And it's very much about power or claiming the truth
dominion,
of the self.
Dominion, competition, and all of the things
exactly.
that go along with that.
So this is a blessing. And it is a layer that obviously you have already ascended through, or you would not be listening to this show. So that brings us to that next layer. Now, again, remember that middle layer, and you might want to put a little asterisk there. This is actually the most dangerous layer of the pyramid. This is the layer where the entire planet is stuck right now. And then remember, inside that second layer, you have the entry phase, you have where you're swimming, and then you have the ascending out of that layer. This is the layer of spiritual activism. Now, there are people that throw around this term, so we want to define it in the terms of how the archangelic realm, the ascended masters, described it with us, that spiritual activism is a step along the way. However, if you stay in spiritual activism, it is a lateral experience that can eventually, quite frankly, pop you back into density consciousness.
And it becomes an experience of attachment, a Velcro zone, because spiritual activism is when we move out of the me consciousness and we change it to the we consciousness.
All the way home.
and so where we move to saying it becomes, my group is more enlightened than your group.
Right.
It has judgment.
Spiritual activism carries judgment. This is where you find, and spiritual activism transcends all labels, right? It doesn't matter what quote unquote religion or belief system you are. Spiritual activism is basically a very non-biased experience. And so spiritual activism is when there is, you're awake, as Sri mentioned, from solely a me focus to a we focus. However, it's us against them. It's our group is better than your group. It's my way is the highway type thing.
And so one of the things that's discernment that's important to take a look at, two people can behave apparently the same way.
Mm-hmm.
One is coming from an enlightened passion and the other is coming from an angry activism, yet they're both washing oil off a bird or whatever the action might be.
Right.
And that's part of the discernment, is to recognize that activism is not defined by behavior. It's defined by the energy of the consciousness that's engaged in the behavior.
Now, that is a bingo point. You know, that's like underlined hot capital letters. And this is why Sri and I discuss and why the show, we are the voice of passionate action, because there is an active energy of creation that all of us are constantly engaged in, or you would not be here in the divine planet of creationary experiences. And guys, you know, many, many years ago, there was a saying that said the revolution will not be televised. Well, guess what? They weren't living in the age of social media, because because the revolution is being televised, and it's being tweeted, and it's being Facebooked.
But
and
so
it's
is
being
the devolution.
Exactly. And this is Kali Yuga. And this is why it is so important to recognize that every step of your journey, you are ascending. When you are born, you ascend through being unable to walk to walking. You ascend to be able to drive. You ascend. You're constantly ascending. The question is, what are you co-creating in this world of creation through that ascension process? And this is why it is so important to pay attention to the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening, because how often, and we started this earlier in the show, why not love yourself? Why not have mercy on yourself? Why not recognize through the eyes of the awakened one that you are, that every being in your life, every single one without fail, is serving you?
Absolutely. And these evolutionary categories are ones that you will also touch and experience as you're in your process.
And you came here to do.
That's
yeah,
right.
That's part of why you're on this planet.
That's part of the joy of awakening. You know,
that's why you're in this dream with us.
It's kind of like the you get out of bed and you stretch, and each stretch wakens you even more.
Yeah.
Yet we all start off a little kinky, and we have to stretch.
We do, you know, a little cracked up there, you know. And I'm smiling, Sri, because I'm reminded of every time we meet with so many beautiful people during programs or events or whenever. But one of the things that I always like to share is, you know, close your eyes for a minute and remember that it was just a breath ago that we were all meeting in another world, another space and time, and said, hey, let's go do Earth. And we all agreed. And right before we all jumped off to Earth, we said, but let's go to lunch and talk about it as soon as we get back. Well, this is it. We're on our morning adventure, and I'm looking forward to the moment where we're all sitting at the table talking about Earth. And this is the gift. The gift is in the recognition that you are more powerful than you give yourself credit for. You are a creator who is creating every minute of every single day. With every breath, you are creating life, are you not? And so why not love yourself? Why not fully awaken from the dream and claim your divine mastery, enlightened presence? That's the yoga of self-ascension. And we have a lot to share about how that's going to happen. We have a lot of callers standing by, and we have just so much to communicate with you. So hold on.
We're going to break for a message. And when we get back, we're going to jump right to the phone lines and share some more information.
You got it.
Stay with us.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are indeed delighted to be with you alive and now.
and definitely gaining in momentum and empowered presence. And, you know, we always have every week so many people write to us. And remember, you can also send an email to guest@SriandKiraRadio.com. We do our best to get as many on the air as we can. And we wanted to continue right now with one of the letters we got in this week because it really ties into today's subject so much. And this is from a beautiful young woman in southern India.
And so it begins, Namaste. I am Spurthy from South India. I feel called to share with you my journey through November. During the initial weeks of November, I felt so confused about my life, my journey, and I had moments of great doubt as I felt crippled in density of the outer world. Your radio show is something I never miss to listen. And there I got the message: trust peace, trust love, trust joy.
Woohoo! I'm glad we got you, that you got that message.
And then the next time I felt uncomfortable and began to feel frustrated with all the emotions of doubt and fear passing through me, it was kind of a tipping point. I paused for a moment and I kept on repeating, in this moment, I trust myself. I trust my guidance. I trust peace. I trust love. And I trust joy, with my hand on my heart. Yay.
Yeah.
This instantly shifted the energy field, and I felt much lighter.
Absolutely.
That was my moment of clarity, and my presence is more palpable and empowered right now as November is coming to close, and I have begun to anchor the light consciously. I can't thank you enough for the simplest practices you have shared, like the Avesa breath, repeating the mantra of self-ascension, and the container practice. I am so grateful for these gifts from you. These practices have helped me this month so much more to instantly shift the energy field to anchor high vibration. Although sometimes I still tend to use harsh words and criticize my family members for this or for that, as you say, I am having mercy on myself for doing that. Little happy face.
I love it.
I am now a Miracle Team member, and I have ordered the Cards of Clarity.
Wow.
But I guess it'll take some time before it reaches me. So meanwhile, I'd love to hear if you have any message for me. Again, I'm so blessed and grateful to have found you both, and I'm grateful for the wisdom and love you share. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everything. With gratitude, Spurthy.
Oh, well, beloved Spurthy, first and foremost, I just have to say to all of us who are listening and tuning in, how many of you found a little bit of yourself in that letter? And this is why we really wanted to share this letter on the show today. A couple of things, Spurthy, I want to share with you and with all of you tuning in right now. You are demonstrating the master's journey. You are absolutely, you're using the tools. You're taking advantage of the tools. You've said yes to the universe. I mean, you even went so far as became a Miracle Team member and said, you know what? I'm committed. I'm doing this. I am loving myself. I am putting this forward. And this is one of the gifts, is that when we allow ourselves to witness ourselves, and that's what you're doing. And I love, love, love that your subject line of the email was confusion leading to clarity, because that was also the November experience. There has been so much thrown at the world in November. You know, it came on strong. It's continuing strong. It is not over yet. And it is setting that bridge into December. And so using all of your spiritual tools is a moment of empowered, enlightened presence. It's when we step back from the self and allow the soul to lead. Now, on a personal note, the journey for you right now is really going to get a lot more beautiful. The Archangel Sandalphon has kind of flown in around with you and just keeps saying the same thing over and over again. Your prayers have been answered and you have been heard. Now it's your time, and it looks like you're already doing it. Pay attention to the synchronicities that are manifesting around you, and keep your eyes open along with your heart, because every single action that you are taking is also having a reflection. It's like you are your own mirror right now. It's the ultimate namaste. It's that constant reminder of keeping your eyes on the divine at all time. And if you continue to do that and model that gratitude, then you're going to start freeing a lot of people around you to do the same. And they'll be like, wow, hey, what are you doing? You're happy. I want some of that. Show me what you're doing. So it's not about you having to reach out. It's about you having to just continue the journey. And so thank you for writing us, Angel. We're really grateful. Many blessings and namaste.
A beautiful letter indeed. And so many important reminders, because we all have lives.
Do we?
and we have all set things in motion. Whether that's a family that you have responsibility for, or a career, or commitments in other ways to other folks. Our commitments were made through a sincere expression of our hearts, and perhaps with some weaving of different consciousnesses the time.
I love this, Sri, because if you guys go to that triangle, right, we're building that pyramid of spiritual awakening. So we talked about that spiritual activism. Well, what Spurthy's letter is showing is that she's on that bridge between spiritual activism and the next layer. So here we go. What's the next layer? It's ascension awareness. And just like everything else, it's got its intro, it's swimming, and it's ascended presence. And one of the ways that you absolutely know that you are touching either in or swimming in ascended awareness is when you are able to self-correct before an action becomes damaging. And when you're able to stop, smile, and love the part of the quote self that's experiencing density for once again inviting you to come forward with your mastery. Think about it. You know, it's easy to go hide in a cave, but, you know, Jesus walked among. It's about demonstrating mastery in everyday experiences. It's not about pulling out. And when we can call on our spiritual practices, when we can put a hand on our heart, when we can interrupt that pattern, that's how we know the soul is leading. And so that's a moment of celebration.
Absolutely a moment of celebration. And that zone of ascension awareness is really a very beautiful state.
And a powerful one.
Because that's the state of being that many mystics have said the phrase to be in the world but not of the world.
There you go.
To be in the world means I have responsibilities and duties and commitments and passions for engagement, as we just mentioned a few minutes ago.
Absolutely.
That each of us has created a web around us that reflected the level of consciousness we were at the time we made the commitments.
Mm-hmm.
However, sometimes those commitments carry forward, and we then need to integrate our new level of consciousness as we relate to those things that we have set into motion, whether it's career, family, et cetera.
Exactly,
And as we get more into that, closer to that fully enlightened state, ascension awareness is the recognition of the difference between being in a knee-jerk causal relationship and an empowered free will zone.
And no one can do it for you. You bring yourself there. And it means that you've had to go through all of that, you know, the grit, as Sri calls it, that's polished the pearl. You're going to go through the people that are going to doubt you. You're going to doubt yourself. You're going to go through the people that are worried about you. You're going to feel alone possibly at times. You might wonder if you're losing your mind at times. Of course you are, because that's what this world, that's what this illusion throws at you to say, we will keep throwing this to you until the moment you open your eyes and remember. And the minute you do that, you're the master. And that's an enlightened moment. Now, Sri, I'm giggling because as you can see right here laid out in front of us, guys, you know, we're using the cards of clarity. And I don't know why, but I was guided to open up the cards of clarity. And I'm giggling because I pulled out Ascended Masters 8, which happens to be one of my beautiful, beautiful beings that I love to communicate with, Yogananda. And the reason I'm giggling is right before the show today.
Yeah, Kira was talking about Yogananda.
I was just talking about Yogananda and sharing with Sri that I was hesitating whether or not to share the Yogananda story. And obviously Yogananda is here saying, do it. And so I'm going to do it. So here's the story, guys. Many, many years ago, I was very, very blessed to spend some time with the Self-Realization Fellowship community in Denver. And I really enjoyed it very, very much. And I learned so much, and it brought me Yogananda into my life, and Swami Sri Yukteswar, and all of these Mihiri Lahasha, all of them. But when I read Autobiography of the Yogi from SRF, while I love the book, at the end of the book, it left me feeling as if it would never be possible for me to attain a state of mastery in this lifetime. And the reason I say that is because it was like, how could I ever even come close? And, you know, who would be I to think about this? And like I said, this was many, many years ago and a big part of my journey. Well, many, many years later and many experiences later, including many times that I've been very blessed to have some direct contact with the energy that presents itself as Yogananda through ensoulments, I was directed to read the other published version of Autobiography of the Yogi. Now, this is the one, if you ever go and look this up, this is the one that has the blue cover. It is not the one that is published by SRF. And it took many, many years because it was embroiled in a deep legal battle by SRF not to have it published. But it was. And when I read it, I immediately was, wait a minute, that's not what I read. Wait a minute,
it's
that's
different than the official version.
And I literally grabbed the SRF version, and I took almost a month, and I did a side-by-side, page-by-page comparison. And it was the most freeing thing I ever did. And let me share with you why, and why I'm sharing it on this show. when we as an energy of beings, right, let's just say the human race, when someone transitions who has had a very public, sacred life, they either go back into obscurity, meaning nothing, you know, that's it. They influenced a few people and those few people keep that going, or they inspired, I shouldn't say influenced, they inspired them. Or there's oftentimes a organization or something that comes up around them that is well-intended, but as with all formal organizations, and this is why I adore Krishnamurti, as with all formal organizations, they at some point become self-fulfilling for the organization. And this was also why I left SRF, was when I first started really waking up, they had a lot of issues, or at least the Denver chapter did, with the way that was happening. So what I learned in reading both versions of Autobiography of a Yogi is that we tend to mythologize our enlightened beings on the planet.
We put them on a pedestal.
We do. And then we set up these impossible standards that keep us seeking and basically invite us to never resolve our own enlightened presence. Yet, I bow before the precious beauty of the non-SRF version of Autobiography of a Yogi. In that book, it clearly showed times when Swami Sri Yukteswar not only got angry, but downright chastised Yogananda.
Getting into lawsuits.
Exactly, and that he was very boisterous. And yeah, he would have no problem, no qualms filing lawsuits if injustice had happened or anything of that nature. And I'm not saying to go head on that way, but what I am saying is that this is a definite being of enlightened presence that was demonstrating his empowered presence without compromise, and that his way of interacting with Yogananda and Yogananda's ways, and it talked about Yogananda's doubts and Yogananda's own concerns and Yogananda's own issues with his weight going up and down and other things. It presented him as a truly, and in my heart, I experienced a truly enlightened being who was navigating having a body while navigating being fully awake and enlightened.
And much more approachable.
Exactly. And this is why Sri and I were having this discussion before we went on the air today, because for some of you, we apologize if this might trigger you in some way. However, here is our sincerity, love, and presence in this sharing. You have a body and you are able to command that as the creation process it is when you allow the soul to lead. That is the yoga of self-ascension, the gift of remembering yourself as the master you are while you are still in form. Does that mean you're never going to be upset again? Absolutely not. Does that mean you're never going to make a mistake again? Absolutely not. Does that mean you will never, ever, ever have an issue or a moment where you might feel that you quote unquote lapsed? No. What it does mean is that you are aware, you are able to witness, you are able to gain the gift of the experience, and you move forward without holding on to judgment, pain, or lack of forgiveness.
And so as we are engaged with those strata of consciousness that we call density consciousness and spiritual activism, This is the environment where the ability to forgive is very important.
Exactly.
Because forgiveness is an antidote. It's an act of grace that we command both for ourselves and for others, in order to unfreeze us from the toxicity of having had an experience.
Well, you know, the revolution is being televised. And so because of that, guys, nobody said that the old structures were going to go down without a fight. It is not unreasonable to see what's happening on our planet. We don't have to enjoy it. We don't have to approve of it. We don't have to condone it. All we're inviting you to do is to take the ascended look at, well, of course, the old structures are crumbling. Our world will not be the same even 1 year from now, much less 10 years from now. And so it's holding that ascended presence. It's being in the pyramid of spiritual awakening. It's being in that strata of ascension awareness, consciously aware, as Sri mentioned earlier, our beloved Gandhi, as he said, there are as many religions on the planet as there are people, recognizing that every being is moving through the strata And as we ourselves, because the only thing you can do is lift yourself. But when you do lift yourself, as Sri mentioned earlier, you are lifting others. All you have to do is remember this one thing. Your spiritual life is your life. Now, I want to say that again. Your spiritual life is your life. Everything else is the co-creative illusion. So what are you bringing to it? Consciousness or non-consciousness, meaning your or non-conscious awareness? Either one is fine. Just make your choice and really do it.
And speaking of making a choice,
all right,
we have some callers that have been standing by and holding presents. Let's jump to line 3 and we'll say hi to Carly from Colorado.
Namaste, Carly.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
We can.
Oh, good. Okay. Oh, it's so good to hear you. I really needed this today. I've been going through some stress and so on, and I just needed to hear some uplifting words, and so thank you so much. And maybe I could just, I'd like to have a mini reading.
Mm-hmm.
You see, well, what's going on in my life? What do you see going on in my life?
Oh, well, Carly, we're honored. We're honored, Angel. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for asking. Well, the first thing I want to share with you is that, you know, we're using the cards of clarity today. And in your case, two of them popped out. And I love the two that popped out because they're both Ascended Masters cards. And one of them is Beloved Yeshua. And the other is the Universal Rainbow. And these two cards together, along with the energy that I'm seeing emanating around you, is that it's time for you to remember that you are the miracle. And I want you to really bring a hand to your heart and feel that right now. I am the miracle. The fact that you got through on the lines is a miracle. And I want you to really feel that as the affirmation that it is. And Yeshua is standing behind you with both of his arms. It's actually a very popular, many people often see this, the Yeshua with both of his arms, you know, the fingers pointed to the ground, his arms open. And he has these beautiful multicolored rays coming out of both hands. And I'm watching as they're emitting this beautiful field of energy around you. And all I'm hearing is you are loved, you are loved, you are loved, you are loved. And that you are depleted because you have given too much of yourself away. And to remember that it is your time now to call forth gentleness and balance. Gentleness and balance. And that it's all about you calling that into yourself. And to remember that when you call gentleness and balance into yourself, it will relax this energy inside of you that would be causing the conflicts and give you the opportunity to see resolutions that are right in front of you. And again, they just keep saying this massive energy is just keep saying, you are the miracle. The time of miracles is before you, literally right now. And that it is really important for you to remember that every morning you have the opportunity to breathe deeply and expand into that truth and to start your day every day before you get out of bed, hand on heart. I am the miracle. Even if you don't believe it, just keep bringing it forward and allow this energy to embrace you. And thank you for the honor of being with you, my love.
Oh, thank you so very much. It means a lot.
Oh, thank you, Angel. You mean a lot. I'm glad you're on the planet. Many blessings.
Thank you so much. I love you.
Oh, we love you too, sweetheart. Namaste. Well, you know, Sri, we need to talk about that next pyramid that everybody's going, wait a minute, what's up here? We've got this empty box at the very top. What's going on? So really quickly, we had density consciousness. We had spiritual activism. We've been having an amazing journey in ascension awareness. So what happens? What happens when we ascend up from there? Where do we go?
We go to ascension consciousness.
Ascension consciousness. Very top of the pyramid, guys. I know you can't fit it all in that top, right? It's like the longest title.
That's like the eye.
It is the eye at the top of the pyramid because ascension consciousness, and again, this also has those three levels. Ascension consciousness is when we can honestly move through every moment of every day or most moments of every day if we're just bridging into the top in the recognition that everything that's happening is in divine order and we lift up. I always love saying lift up to the top of the Andes where we live right here or join us up at the top of the Himalayas. and the wide angle lens opens, and there's this soft, subtle smile of the soul that you're allowing to guide, and everything falls into place.
And that is truly an expanded state. Some people call it samadhi or samadhi-like. There is the recognition that my life is a choice,
yes,
to stay engaged in form or to move onward to other states of being is a choice that can easily be made.
Absolutely.
Once one has resolved the Velcro of having a human birth. And right. When I say resolve the Velcro, what I'm referring to is that we all came in with some karma and some commitments, and those energies need resolution. We need to be complete.
Thank you, density consciousness and spiritual activism. That's what those levels are for.
Absolutely. And so each and every one of us is on a sacred journey.
Mm-hmm.
You will succeed.
And you are succeeding now, or you wouldn't be listening to this show. You know, guys, what is enlightened presence? Well, I hope that during today's show, you've gotten the message that we've debunked what it is to be enlightened. What it is to be enlightened is to be a walking presence. Remember the energy of November, the walking presence of the embodiment of your divine ascension awareness being active in your life. How do you do that? By remembering your spiritual life is your quote unquote real life. Your consciousness is your truth. Everything else is the interaction of your consciousness with creation. And to remember that you are the powerful one. You are the one making that happen. And so, beloved angels, if you really want to make that stick, join the miracle team. And I'm saying that clearly because why not be with other people? Why not connect with people? And this coming Saturday is our next miracle team. Oh, my goodness.
Time does move.
Monthly ceremony. And so go to shrinkhero.com and learn about the miracle team. Make the commitment to your empowered presence, to your enlightened presence, and watch how fast it unfolds. Now, Shri and I just want to say to all of the rest of you that have been holding so patiently on the line, we clearly got the message that by being quote unquote forced to listen to the whole show so intently by being on the line, that your question has been answered. So I want all of you to bring your hands to your heart right now. And I want you to trust that. And I want you to receive that message. And I want you to know how much we love you. Brian, Jillian, Kathleen, Amanda, I'm so sorry we couldn't get you today, but make sure you call next week. We love you all. You are the master.
And let's bring a hand to your heart and breathe in with consciousness and sincerity. And until we have the joy of being with you live again next week,
with all the December revelations,
may you trust that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Shri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at shriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.